SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, my name is Wendell French, aka Felicia Fox. I'm a proud Kinilori and Dangari brother boy, sister girl. Yeah, Brista, brother sister. I'm raining from Campbelltown, but my mum are originally from Walgett and Moree.
And Mardi Gras is coming up, and it's such a powerful and vibrant celebration. What does it mean to you personally?
To me, Mardi Gras is a week that you can just be extra proud and pride within your sexual identity, in whatever your pronouns are, in whoever you may be. I think it's a week that you can just be extroverted and just be extra extravagant in whoever you are.
You led the First Nations float at Mardi Gras. That must have been a really proud moment. Can you share what that experience was like?
Yeah, 100%. I led the parade in 2018 and 2019. In 2018, I led it in the Aboriginal flag sequin gown. And for me, it was just a massive pride feeling to be at the front as that little black budju, that little black boy from Campbelltown who, you know, grew up with a no clue representation. And here I was leading the annual Mardi Gras Sydney parade. And I just hope that, you know, when I was walking down there really proud that, you know, other little budjus and chitter girls and sisters, brother boys, see me and they can just take from that and take the slightest inspiration from that and be themselves.
And can you tell us a bit about the significance of the First Nations float at Mardi Gras and what it represents?
I think it's very significant to me to have a First Nations float within the Mardi Gras parade so that we can showcase to the world that there are queer people existent within our mob, and queer people always have played roles within our, you know, traditional law, L-O-R-E, and, you know, queer people haven't just popped up in today's society within our community and within our culture. It's been existing within our culture for hundreds and thousands of years. We've had two-spirited people, so I think it's very important that we are platformed at the very front of that parade so that we are representing worldwide for all the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander brother boys and sister girls all across the nation.
And coming up, by the time this interview does go to air, it will have already happened, but can you tell us a little bit about the event that you're part of, Black and Deadly, the First Nations Gala, hosted by the fabulous Stephen Oliver and curated by Miscellaneous as part of the Mardi Gras celebrations this year? Can you tell us more about it and your involvement?
Yeah, so the Black and Deadly First Nations Gala is being held at the City Recital Hall, which is taking place tomorrow, Friday the 27th of February. It's going to be a showcase of all First Nations cultures, Aboriginal cultures. We've got some Māori mob in there. This is a big mixture of First Nations, obviously, and we are showcasing our talented culture through our performance art, whether it's drag, whether it's, you know, drag king, whether it's a magician. But, yeah, we're up and we're showcasing to the world that our First Nations cultures are just that deadly.
And did you have any role models or, like, community figures who helped you embrace your identity when you were younger?
Yeah, 100%. I had, you know, strong matriarchal women that I've always grown up around, my grandmother, my aunties, my mum, and just seeing them and the roles that they played within our community, and they are the women of, you know, our families, they're the backbone. So I just took a lot of inspiration from the women and a lot of activists that I grew up with, you know, like Tiger Bales, Aunty Gwenda Stanley, Liz Jarrett. And I've taken the activism, and that comes across into my show as well.
And speaking of, you started your career when you were 16. What inspired you to step into the world of drag, and what do you love about it so much?
I think I love that I get to, you know, I get to express my identity through whatever piece of clothing it is that I decide to wear when I am booked for a drag gig, or, you know, it's very an expressive art, and there's no one way or the other way that is right or wrong with this. So I'm just so glad that I do have this opportunity to have this platform that I can dress up and be who I want to be and pretend who I want to be and put this persona on as well when I am in these spaces.
And what are you most looking forward to for Mardi Gras this year?
I think I'm just looking forward to, you know, showcasing with all the mob that we are here. We are amazing. We are, you know, we're expanding within the community ourselves, being queer. But yeah, I look forward to the most seeing all the mob being dressed up and just being proud walking around.
And finally, what does Pride mean to you, and how do you hope to keep inspiring and empowering Black queer voices?
Pride to me means, I guess, living your everyday as, you know, your most unique, authentic self and not hiding away or shying away from that. And expressing and taking on your both spirits, your femininity and your masculinity, and just taking that head on. I hope to keep inspiring people just by being myself and, you know, utilizing these platforms that a lot of the time we are performing in front of non-Indigenous people and predominantly white crowds. So I'm just going to keep on doing what I do in these spaces, and I hope that I inspire any other mob to get up and, you know, go into these spaces where we can dominate, where we can take over, and just go in there, head held high, black fist in the air, and let's go.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining me on NITV Radio today. Happy Mardi Gras, and I love you so much, and I can't wait to catch up with you again soon. And I just, yeah, I love everything that you do. You're amazing.
Thank you so much, my sister. Happy Mardi Gras, and to all the mob listening out there, I want you all to remember that it always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
100%. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my sister. Talk to you soon.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.